You want to try this again?
All right. It is Wednesday, December 15th, 2010. This is Deloitte. Suck it, Ike.
All right, guys. For the fifth time, welcome to Deloitte. Once again, I'm Hike, sitting with Kyle.
Hello.
Mike.
Yo, yo.
And Zach.
Hello.
Former friend Zach.
Wow.
So in the last week, we pretty much did nothing but watch movies. We watched some of that. We watched three, one of which was 127 Hours. Pretty good movie. James Franco, good job. If you don't know the movie, it's based on a true story. This guy, Aaron Ralston, goes hiking, and he goes and he's going through a canyon. Like a small little canyon, maybe a foot wide, and he gets his arm stuck between the boulder and the canyon. And of course, after trying everything he can to get out, he can't, and he's stuck there for, Mike, how long?
127 hours.
Yes.
Oh, I get the title now.
You get it now.
I got it.
Yeah.
You got it just now for the fifth time that we said it instead of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't get it until now.
Same with me in Titanic. I didn't get it ever. So. What does he do? The only way he can get out and continue his life by cutting his arm off. And so that's what he does. And that was just crazy. And so my question is to you guys, and to myself, I guess, if you guys were in his situation, what would you do? Kyle, I mean, you're the last person that I would think would do anything drastic.
What?
I don't know.
Why'd you say that? Because it's totally true, but why
would you say that? Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I want to take a little side story. I remember one time, you were talking about cutting off an arm here, a limb.
Yeah.
I remember one time I had an ingrown toenail. I decided... Hold on, I'm sorry.
I hope Aaron Ralston is not listening. Because you're... The comparison you're drawing right here...
Hey.
Yeah, that is horrible.
I'm just saying I have experience in...
Did you cut your toenail off?
I did. And it bled a lot. I was like, I'm never touching myself again. So, even in life or death...
What about that one time I walked in on you?
I'm never touching myself again. I walked right into that one.
Yeah. So like I walked in on you when you were touching yourself.
Where's that? And that was the noise you were making.
Get the sound effects away from Zach.
Okay, so you're drawing the analogy between cutting one's limb off and your ingrown toenail.
Yes, exactly. And it was a failure for the ingrown toenail. It would be a massive failure for my arm.
Uh-huh.
So it would never happen. I would be dead. I'd be dead right
really?
Now.
Really?
I'd be dead.
You wouldn't do it? You
I couldn't.
Do it?
No. You I couldn't do it.
Well, okay. After that long of struggling and going... You know.
I think I would just... I'd be fine and just die.
Here's my question to you. Do you think, like... Because, obviously, cutting his arm off wasn't the first thing he did.
I know.
Because, like, you're not in that mental state of, like, oh, okay, I'm just cutting my arm off. It's no big deal. Like, he had to arrive... And, Mike, how long did it take him to arrive to that state of mind?
Probably, like, maybe... I think maybe 126 at that point.
That's great. Yeah,
126 hours, yeah. You gotta cut your arm off. You gotta take at least an hour. It's more than a
I mean, there's the bones and,
yeah,
you know,
bones,
you know,
other
yeah.
stuff.
So, Kyle, you were saying you wouldn't be able to, but here's my question. Can you conceive of a situation where you're stuck there for over 100 hours and then you might, surprisingly, even surprising to yourself, come to that conclusion like, okay, I said I would never do this, but I have the will to live, I need to cut my arm off.
I don't think I have that strong of a will to live.
Wow.
I look, it's so painful. I'd pass out. You know what? That's the thing. I'm such a pussy. I'd pass out from the pain. And then wake up. I'd bleed to death probably. I already know my fate. I know my fate in the canyon.
Well,
In my movie would be like, it would be called 4 hours.
Yeah.
I'd kill myself in 4 hours.
4 hours, the story of Kyle. Yeah. Well, I guess next week's hiking trip is just going to be three guys. That's crazy. I can't believe you would just... So here, like, what would... You would just, like, after chipping away at the rock and it's not getting...
Yeah, I'd do all that stuff. Chip away at the rock, scream bloody murder, try to do everything I could, but...
And then after that, you would just, oh, well, just lay there and die of hunger?
Probably.
That's insane.
I could not... Mike, could you cut your arm off?
Maybe. We don't know. I don't know if I'm stuck in that situation for that long.
No boulder could beat Mike.
That's
well,
true.
First of all, first of all, I would tell someone where I was going.
Well, this you can't do that.
No.
You can't go.
No. I'm calling bullshit on you, Mike. Mike, there was like a 3-day span where you didn't show up. How long ago was this? It's like maybe a year ago.
Two summers ago.
Two summers.
Where
two
you didn't go
ago?
Home like for 5 days.
You didn't go home for like 3 days.
Yeah, but it's not like I was
all. Where you were.
But I was with like you guys.
Yeah, I know, but your family didn't know where you were.
Alcohol was involved.
So where was Mike?
There was a day where he was at your house.
What if he didn't show back up to that hotel in Vegas that one night?
Yeah, it was the Vegas.
I don't blame both of you. You and
it was the Vegas.
Zach and Kyle.
That's for another episode.
See what I'm saying? Yeah, but Mike, your family didn't know where you were, and you never.
Well, they weren't. They say, or my mom says, bad news travels quickly, and good news,
that's
if you don't hear anything, then I'm
it's
fine.
Good news. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's true.
I guarantee you, this guy's parents didn't hear anything for 127 hours.
I know. Well, exactly.
That's different. Because I live with his parents, though.
I know.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay.
Anyway, back to the point.
Yeah.
I probably, if I'm after that long, I probably would cut my arm off.
Oh,
like, God. Thinking about the movie, I knew he was going to cut his arm off. Mm-hmm. Like, my thought went straight to arm cutting off.
Yeah.
Cutting arm off.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't.
Yeah.
But I would try for that long to.
Well, yeah, of course. You know, Zach?
Could I cut my arm off?
Could you cut your arm off? / If you're in that situation, what would you do?
I wouldn't want to die, so I guess I just
exactly. If I'm going to die anyway, sorry for cutting you off. If I'm going to die anyway, I might as well go out trying to get out of here, and might as well come.
Yeah, see. Yeah, Kyle, wouldn't you rather? That's a good philosophy. Mm. Wouldn't you rather die from blood loss from trying to cut your arm off, or than just laying there like a tool?
Like a
Kyle?
Oh, fuck you guys. But, you know what? Maybe I'd attempt it, but I know I'd be like, all right, motherfucker, here we go. Here we go, I'm dead. I'm gonna cut a vein, and I'm just like, oh my God, blood.
He'd cut his wrists.
Yeah. I do it wrong. I start cutting the wrist. Well, it's over. Tick, to the wrist. No, I could not cut my arm off. Impossible.
Zach, do you want to finish your thought?
Yeah.
That I cut you off?
I'd probably do the same. I don't know.
Okay. Wait, what? Same in?
You, not Kyle.
Okay.
Come on, guys.
So he like sliced around and then snapped the bone, right?
Yeah.
This was the craziest thing.
Don't tell me exactly how, because haven't seen it.
No, but why we can talk about this is because the actual guy, was on The Tonight Show and he was talking about it. So the craziest thing is like he stabbed, you know, he's cutting away at his arm and then he hits the bone and it's like a really dull knife and he can't cut it. The bone with the knife, because it's like a pocket knife, and it's very dull because that was the same knife he was using to chip away at the rock. So he figures out that he doesn't need the knife to cut away at the bone. He can just, because his arm is stuck between like a mountain and a giant boulder, so he could just
bend his arm.
Thank you. He could just bend his arm to snap the bone. It's insane. Like that's. Okay, like, we're talking about, what would you do? Okay, I could see myself cutting away at my arm. It's just flesh and veins. Like, of course, painful as all hell, but I could see doing that. But, dude, the bending your arm, and he does it, like, slowly, the bending your arm. And, dude, the way Danny Boyle, like, films it and does it, it's pretty dope. You'll be down. And
you gotta break two bones.
Yeah, because there's the one giant one, and then there's the one little one, you know? So, I don't know, the bending and break and snapping your bone like that.
Can you imagine walking back into town?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Dude, it's such a... But, you know, having said that, I think when you're in that situation, the will to live is just, like, extreme. It's beyond, like... I think it's, like, this primitive, animalistic thing that comes out. It's, like, I must survive. Mm-hmm. I have to.
I can't even fathom that.
I can't. And I'm calling BS on Kyle. I think you would cut your arm off. No, I'm saying, like, I think you right now in this, when you're sitting in the Temple of Gore, cozy, next to Iceman, you're like, no, I wouldn't, you know, fuck it, I wouldn't. But I think if you're in that situation, you would.
Yeah, I can't even get my head around that. My worries are oatmeal and Pop-Tarts, not, like, ripping my arm off.
Yeah.
I can't even, like, give an actual...
Yeah.
Thought.
I was just trying to think, hold on, like, when your arm's stuck there, I just wanted him, just to prove me wrong, to put both your feet on the boulder and the mountain, and pull as hard as you can, that's what I wanted
him to
do. Just
your arm to squeeze it out and
I'd rather rip my arm off than cut it off.
Okay. All
right? But here, that's what I wanted to do.
What would happen is, like, your arm would pop out of the shoulder.
Yeah.
And then, you're just stuck with a dislocated arm now.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. So... Sounds like you don't think about a lot of things.
Did you cut your arm off? Did you cut your arm off?
Yeah, I would have. I mean, of course, after exhausting all the other ways of trying to get out,
and
it doesn't work.
Oh, fuck, cut it.
Yeah, it wasn't the first. It wasn't called. Yeah, the movie's not titled 5 Minutes for a reason. Dude, yeah, so of course I would. Yes. But also, he was like this crazy hiking expert guy. He had like all these like ropes and latches and things. Like, he knew what to do. Like,
he got off.
He was out for a lark that day, right?
I think that's what it's kind of, what the hell that is.
That's what he said on the Tonight Show. Just a standard 15-minute lark.
Lark?
Yeah.
That's what he said?
Yeah, he said a lark.
I wish he just got trapped there.
Yeah, it's like when you're an amateur.
Oh, my God.
When you're an amateur, when you're an amateur, it's called hike. But when you're an expert, like, I'm changing my name to Lark from
You just want, you want him to die?
Did I say that?
You said.
And now a message from our sponsors.
Hi everyone, I'm Iceman. And if you hate dog food but love cat food, come on down to Iceman's Cat Food. Dogs! We have everything a little pup will love, like cat jerky, frisky felines, meow chow, feline fritters, Garfield's lasagna, and Gestapo goldfish. Yeah, I know what you're thinking, but Iceman, I'm a dog! I don't think I like cat food! Well, here's a surprise for you! I'm a dog, and I've been eating cat food for years! Sure, you have to endure the occasional hairball and harassment from neighborhood dogs, but we both know what they're trying to say. They're saying, I want Iceman's cat food too. So come on down to Iceman's Cat Food for Dogs. We're at the corner of Crenshaw and Maverick. See you there.
Another thing we wanted to talk about today was our own personal pet peeves and fetishes, for lack of a better word. Like, not fetishes, like sexual, you know. We're not going to bring up Zach's.
We can't bring out any of that?
Huh?
We can't bring that up?
Oh, we can. We'll keep Zach's skeletons in the closet, and I mean that literally. So, I mean, we can. But
he's got five closets.
Yeah.
That's true.
Is that for me or Hike?
Hike.
Oh.
Please.
What the hell is that?
I don't want rim shots. Rim jobs on the other... No. Pet peeves and... And that's such the quintessential sound effect for a boner. Like, can you think of what... Is that... Okay, was it... Would there be another... There's no other sound effect... No, definitely not that.
It's the whole, production.
There's no
All right, pet peeves and fetishes. I have one that I'm so obsessed about. My pet peeve. I don't even know if I should start. I just want to take time and like think about this.
He loves it.
But
Kyle, what is your pet peeve?
Oh, mine. Oh man, I got some weird ones. All right,
I think that's the point.
What? Well, I do, but okay. Well, yeah. you be the judge.
Okay.
I hate the sight, the sound, the feel,
the touch.
The touch. I think it's the feel, but whatever. Styrofoam.
Ooh!
I hate styrofoam.
Is there any styrofoom in here?
I will fucking hit you in the head.
Fuck it. If you what?
Love styrofoam.
It's
the only one that's raised hand is Kyle.
All of us raise our hands for styrofoam.
Zach, sit down.
That sucks. No, because...
Great. No, that's awesome. Whatever that is. That's fun.
No, dude, Zach, you wouldn't want somebody to do that to you.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You're gonna break everything.
You don't want somebody to confront you with your pet peeve. We're not gonna rub girls on you. Sit down.
Alright. Yeah, thanks, Hike. High five.
Alright.
He's looking for styrofoam right
now. Styrofoam, really. How do you get, like, what about, perfect environment, Christmas. You're gonna get presents.
Yeah.
And
styrofoam presents.
Yeah, of course.
Most likely, the presents you get, you might have to open up a box. There might be styrofoam in it. How do you get around that?
My mom opens it for me. Yep.
You know who else's mom does stuff for them.
Oh, boy.
Who?
Hike's mom.
What does she do?
She shaves the peach fuzz off of peaches for him.
Oh, Hank, you're like the peach fuzz of peaches.
I can scout of peaches. I've got the fuzz off for you.
Okay. First of all, my mom doesn't sound anything like that. Second of all, that's true. Okay. Zach here, he wants to twist it and make it sound like... What is your thing, Zach? That I'm afraid of peach fuzz?
Afraid of peaches.
Afraid of peaches.
Oh, no, you love what's inside, but like all great things, there's a lock.
Yes. Peaches, without a doubt, number one favorite fruit of mine. Okay? It's up there. Watermelon, pears.
It's my favorite Snapple.
Yeah. Oh, no. Mine's lemon, but that's another story.
I like Snapple, too.
I think we yelled it. Let's set the point. Go ahead.
Didn't we say last time we couldn't say that word on
no,
this?
No,
it was Snapple.
It's not illegal to say Snapple.
Grapple. Okay.
Snapple. Say Snapple.
All right, fine. So, peaches are my favorite fruit. I just have a thing. Hey, like, the peach fuzz. It's like, it's not even a mind thing. It's like a body physical reaction. I'm not allergic, and I'm not scared. It's when the peach fuzz gives me goosebumps all over, and I just... Very fucking funny. I just can't touch the peach. Peach fuzz.
Peach.
That's why, without a doubt, without a doubt, this is the greatest invention ever. This is the list of greatest inventions ever. Number one, nectarine. Number two, the internet. That's what in my book. The net. It's a peach without the peach fuzz. That's the nectarine.
Really?
That's a nectarine. It. Yeah.
So it's Mike. Can, Mike. Problem. Mike's on it.
Okay.
Get out of howtowipeyourbutt.com and go to. And, nectarines versus peaches.com.
Me, who is, I always have these stupid internal retard stuff in me. Of course, only I would be opposed to touching the peach. Not opposed, but like a peach. Like, only I would be, only I would have such a negative reaction to peaches, and yet at the same time, it's my freaking favorite fruit.
Yeah.
Like, when does that, I hate that.
He just used freaking.
Yeah.
Can't live with them, can't live without them. Peaches. What?
But I love peaches, and Zach, I love my mommy. She takes
So far, two moms are helping us out right now.
Okay, let's. What about what would you do in that situation? You love peaches.
If I was scared of peaches,
But it's not scary.
I'd kill myself and cut my arm off.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
All right, Mike. What's your pet peeve?
Hey, you guys think we could do this show with three people?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah,
sure.
I think we could. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Mike.
Stand up for me, Mike.
Could we do this with two people?
I think we could, Mike.
Oh yeah.
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 Is it Mike?
All right,
Mike, are you upset by anything?
Yeah, every time, I mean, it probably bothers everybody when.
what
Mike?
The fuck is that?
Every time
Kyle was laying on Hike's shoulder, yeah, audience.
You see, you have such a bad way of representing things. There was no laying involved. Laying is so.
It's more of a snuggle.
Yeah, laying is so not that there's anything wrong with that, but he was leaning.
No, he was.
Mike, what's your pet peeve?
I'm sure it's...
Holy fuck. I didn't even know what that is. Right, Mike,
that was a fairy foghorn.
That was the Sam Tarani. Anyway, no. I'm sure this happens to everybody. You have headphones. And it's perfectly straight. Perfectly perfect. And you just put it in your pocket a little bit.
Earphones. Like the earbuds.
Yes, like earbuds. You take them out of your pocket and they're in some intricate knots.
It's
like... Insane, like some...
Needed the Vinci code.
It's like every single knot possible.
Oh, my God.
I like Mike's description of it is like the earbuds are in the pocket plotting it. Yeah. All right.
Yes, literally.
You guys go this way. I'm going this way. This fucker will never be able to untangle us.
It happens literally any time. Not even if I put it in my pocket. Like, I just lay it down on the counter.
Oh, I know.
They have a mind of its own. It's
like... He's totally right.
Sounds like some Disney movie.
It's literally that. It's like Toy Story, but earbuds with...
Earbud Toy Story.
Just laying on the counter.
Earbud Story.
Earbuds.
Dude, I hate that too. Because it takes so long to unwind them and... Yeah.
Like, there'll be wireless earbuds one day.
Yeah, that's what I ask for every day.
Every day? Who do you talk to?
Wait,
about
do those
this?
Exist?
I think they do exist, but not earbuds. I think in...
Headphones?
And like wrap around your headphones style. But like, I don't like those.
Oh, Bluetooth.
Bluetooth. I was saying Blu-ray.
Yeah, but, type of thing. But that... Yeah.
That's for phones, yeah. Zach?
Blu-ray.
Whatever.
Do... Pet peeves. Can you think of some?
Oh, by the way... By the way, when a peach is fuzzy, velvety, it's called a peach. When it's smooth, it's a nectarine.
Thank so you. It's a prepubescent peach.
Wow.
I guess. Prepubescent peach, yeah.
The peach tree gives both. Do both of them.
Really? Wait, no, I didn't know that. I thought there were separate trees for the two fruits.
I'm trying to think.
All right, you think I'll go mine. Seriously, where did this come
from? You know what one of my pet peeves, which is a pet peeve in itself, me announcing this, when you're asking about people and they're describing themselves and they list their pet peeves. I really don't like Sundays in March, blah, blah, blah.
That's
hate that shit.
Actually, Sunday in March.
Sundays
in March. I hate people with unnecessary pet peeves.
Yeah, that's bad.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, green corduroy bothers my arms so much. What's that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mine, this is, it's like so in my mind, it's so in my head, it's such a mental, it's, what's, I wish there was a thing, like in the hierarchy of pet peeves, this is the king, this is the top triangle, this is the zenith, the pinpoint. I can't even get it, like, I get, it's not even that I hate it, I like, have like the, I get so angry when I hear this sound. It's a sound.
What?
I'll tell you. It's a sound. When I hear this sound, like, my blood begins to boil. I start, like, I go crazy. I just want to, I want to be in a kindergarten. I just want to murder babies. Like,
I know the feeling.
Oh, thank you. I, like, it's, and it's a sound of.
You don't even know what he's describing.
I know the sound of someone crunching their crunchy food.
Oh, all right. I understand.
No. You will not touch those Oreos.
Oh! Oreos, let's all those Oreos across the room. What do you mean? Like, okay. In their mouth?
In their mouth. But here's the effed up thing about it.
Like a slow.
Here's the fucked up thing about it.
Freaking effed up.
Yeah. Here's the fucked up thing about it is that when their mouth is closed, that's when it's bugging me. When their mouth is open, because it's like a when their mouth is closed, like a hollow sound. When their mouth is open, I don't mind it. Like, you would think it would be the opposite, because mouth open crunching eating is so much more disgusting. But it's not even about the disgusting factor of it. It's just the sound of the crunch. And of course, again, once again, just like me getting goosebumps when I touch peaches, and inversely it being my favorite food. Again, I hate the sound of crunch. And my mother, who I love and live with, is a vegetarian. So that's all she eats. All around the house, it kills me. Like, somebody eating with their closed mouth a cucumber or an apple or cereal or, like, chips, like hard chips, like the Ruffles we were talking about last time. Like, you don't understand what happens inside me. I get so freaking angry. Ask my sister. Okay, Ani will attest to this. She knows. She knows me like... She knows me better than anyone.
She's like a brother? Like a sister?
Exactly. She knows me like a sister. She knows. Whenever she's eating crunchy food around me, she always eats it with her mouth open because she knows. And when if she's mad at me on that particular day, she does it with the mouth closed just to get on my nerves.
To add to that, I hate when... Well, Matt, my brother...
He's always calling him out.
I know you're listening. He always... Most of the time, he's chewing his food, and it's always with his mouth open. It's just annoying. Even it's corner of my eyes, corner of my ear. It's just this, like, the slapping of the lips.
I don't get it. Like, how do you want people to eat them?
So if you have any respect for hike, eat with your mouth open.
Mm-hmm. But basically, only crunchy food. Yeah, in the crunchy food section, yeah.
How do you want people to eat crunchy food?
What if it's a mix of crunchy and smooth?
No, but you gotta understand, I don't care about the food. It's not about the food or whatever. It's just the sound. If that sound is still coming out, it doesn't matter what you're eating. If that sound is emanating and I'm hearing it, it's going in my ears. I'm in anger mode. I'm in mic attack mode.
So every time that, like, say Kyle has chips on the table, and we're eating it with our mouth closed, as I do.
Yeah, of course, we're polite.
Yeah, exactly.
We're gentlemen.
Are you?
No, no, because it's got to be like next to me, like really close, really loud. Because
we're sitting next to you.
Well, when we're doing that, we're usually watching a movie or watching SportsCenter or something, and I'm concentrated on the TV, and I could just zone it out. But when we're having like dinner at my house, and that's where I always, whenever we have dinner, my house or like a big gathering, uncle's house, whatever, I always try to plot and never sit next to my mom. I love her to death. I will die for her, but because she's a vegetarian and she loves eating vegetables and like mixed nuts and stuff. And so it's all I hear in my ear and I get murderous angry.
Well, I think that's dumb. So I won't tell you mine.
Thank you.
I hate touching. Wait, hold on. I got to rewind here. I take a shower. You know, nice long shower. You just steam it up and your hands get so pruny. Pruny fingers.
Like when I eat buffalo wings.
Like when Mike gets buffalo wings. That's my God.
And the thing is, after I get the
pruny... I think I just got a new pet peeve.
After I get the pruny fingers, I can't touch anything. So my pet peeve is everything. I can't touch.
I know.
I'm like the hand model woman. I have to pick up things with my elbows. Like, if I want to touch a piece of paper, I write with my wrists. I can't touch anything. I hate everything.
Are you saying you can't do it because of the feeling you get?
Yeah,
because
the feeling.
That it's like pickles rubbing on each other. It's like that.
Stop it.
Because your fingers have like ridges.
Stop it. Stop it.
Dude, this is grossing me out.
Dude, it's bad. I'm more grossed out now that...
What the fuck?
Zach just got a nosebleed.
Okay, go sit.
Okay, dude, you either
take it outside.
You either hate the subject or you're Satan.
Mike, take it outside.
Yeah.
But anyway, what?
I'm more grossed out on this subject than I was last week when we were talking about, like, butt wiping techniques.
How do you wipe your bloody nose if you don't have a tissue?
Ooh. Wow.
You plug it.
I do this, the area between my index finger and my thumb. This thing. Just exactly what you're doing right now, Zach. Done. Exactly what you're doing right now.
Can I get one more?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I got one more.
Okay. You guys probably learned about this yesterday when we saw Tron.
Oh boy! Okay. Zach, you're gonna want to be a part of this.
When
I'm trying,
I know.
Okay. Anyway, whenever it's like a midnight showing or some big cult
it's
movie,
usually during midnight showing.
There's always a lot of clapping going on. Okay, I'm fine with the clapping before the movie starts,
right.
But then like during the movie, some epic thing happens, or they say some line or something, and then it's like, woo! I'm cheering about it, and then I can't hear what's going on after the movie.
Right.
Or during the clapping.
During that line. You don't hear the next line.
Yes, exactly.
But everyone's excited.
Yeah, I don't care.
But you're not excited.
I go to a movie to watch the movie.
And not hit beach balls around before?
Oh, which this is the perfect...
That's my pet peeve. People who hate fun.
So,
and love.
When Inception came out this summer, still to me, best movie of the year. Inception came out, we went midnight. Thursday midnight, we went, we're in line.
We're not at like some football stadium where beach balls
are.
fine with that.
So anybody who's been to a midnight showing knows, they let you in maybe half hour, 40 minutes before the movie starts so you can get your seats, chill, get your food, whatever. So we're in the movie theater, we're waiting, the commercials are going on, and this guy in the front, the coolest guy ever, brings out a beach ball. And he's got an already inflated beach ball and just throws it. And it just
And everyone's loving it.
Everyone's loving it. This guy is a hero.
You've never seen this before.
Nope. I haven't. First time ever.
That's why I wasn't having any of it.
So it's getting thrown around. People are hitting it. Strangers hitting
and
it.
And you guys didn't know I was going
to
do this.
Mike was sitting next to me. I did. You whispered to me.
Yeah, I whispered
to
you. But you gave me. You still allowed me to
what?
Have the beach ball. You allowed me to have the beach ball.
This is new. I've been for months just blaming Mike.
So
you knew about this.
Okay.
So I get the beach ball.
I didn't know about this. Mike tells me.
I get the beach ball.
I egged him on.
And
what?
How fun would it be?
I was going to pop it or take it outside of the movie theater.
I remember you tricked me. You being my best friend. Like, hey, can you get it? Give me the beach ball. I'm like, I'm not thinking. And I remember in my head, I thought, oh my God, Mike is 100 times more fun, cooler than me. I bet, and he's so much stronger. I bet he's going to knock the hell out of this beach ball. And I give it to him. And he runs down and pops it.
So I run outside.
Hashi wasn't strong enough to pop it. He had to go and just poke.
No,
he had to go right out the air.
No, I ripped it. No. It took too long out there, so I just ripped it open.
Yeah.
So the ball comes to us finally. Kyle gets it. Kyle gives it to Mike. And what does Mike do? He gets it. And instead of hitting it back to somebody else, runs out of the theater and you popped it outside the theater, right?
Yeah. Oh, I was going to bring it back in, popped it, and I just threw it in the
trash.
The
best part is Mike runs out of the theater with the ball, and the guy, he is unfazed, just takes out another ball.
Yeah, the other one. Yeah, take that, Mike.
Yeah, but then some other guy popped it.
Then
too.
Another guy popped
that
one.
So two douchebags.
Yeah.
And then they brought an inflatable dolphin.
After the second ball was popped, the guy brought out an inflatable dolphin.
And I promise you, you got it again.
Uh-huh.
You got the inflatable dolphin, Kyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I promise you, beyond anything that I could, I don't even know what I'm saying right now, I was going to take it, go outside. Then come back in the other side and trick everybody and redeem myself.
Why would I
tell me that?
Why would I trust you?
Yeah, exactly.
In my shoes, would you have trusted
Mike
you?
Mike was mad.
He was mad, but Kyle, he did tell me that. When he told me,
I don't know if I believe you anymore.
No, I'm telling you. This is a year after. Who cares? He did tell me I was going to go around. Remember you told me? You said he's going to get it and he's going to go around the other side and bring it back up.
Would you trust him?
I always trust Mike.
See, if you did that to me and I gave it to you and then you popped it again, I wouldn't trust you, but I would give you the chance.
Zach's still bleeding to death over here.
Yeah.
Why are you doing the piece over there?
People are wondering why has Zach been so quiet, so unlike him. He's been wiping his bloody nose clean. He's got a bloody nose. If you only saw the towel he's working with.
Oh my God.
He looks like a member of the Ku Klux Klan.
Just ate a
crazy tomato or something.
All right, can I talk about one of my
crazy tomato? Yeah, go ahead, Kyle.
Oh no, I had a fetish I want to share now.
What?
Are we on fetishes?
We're on
more pet peeves.
No, I just my other one. The two that I had listed now was a crunch. That's the all time. My other one is.
Oh yeah.
I hate feet. Hate feet.
But you love looking at shoes.
Well,
I know
women's.
Shoes. Yeah, I know.
I have a thing for women. I don't know. It's stupid, but my feet thing It's absurd.
We can do a whole show on the feet.
Yeah. Yeah, we could do a whole show on the feet thing. There's like Mike's, as Mike said earlier about the earbuds, it's so intricate.
Yeah, a segment does it no justice.
Yeah. So Kyle, your fetish.
Oh, my fetish. It's something I love that I'll tell you people. Hey, Mike, are we doing a show? Do you mind?
Welcome to the light, Mike.
Are you guys looking? Oh my god.
Nothing. Taking a picture, Kyle.
Oh, you're killing us, guys. Go ahead.
I know,
Kyle.
Seriously. I love soggy bread and soggy soggy.
No. It's already been chewed. It's like
yes.
No. Yes. It's especially good when it's like it's been sitting there for a while because of the mayonnaise just leaked into it. Yeah.
Watery bread.
Not like you dunk it in water.
If you were in the Nathan's hot dog eating contest, would you be Kobayashi? Would you be dumping your hot dogs in the water?
I wouldn't drown it, but I wouldn't do that. It's hot dog. You're crazy. No,
I'm talking
about sandwich, dude. Like soggy
like
sandwich.
Like a tomato.
From the mustard and the mustard. And the mayonnaise.
No, when it's from, especially if it's from mayonnaise.
Oh, it's so good. I love Mike.
Soaked in it.
It's my dream.
I eat mayonnaise on my sandwich or something, but when the mayonnaise makes the bread soggy, it's so much worse.
It's so much better. You get the words reversed. And dude, soggy cereal. I pour the milk.
Soggy cereal, bro.
He's not even looking at Kyle.
Didn't anybody? I can't right now. Could you look at him? Soggy cereal. I try to time my cereal. Like
the thing is,
I make sure I pour in the Frosted Flakes first, milk second. I don't even put the milk away because I don't want to waste that amount of time for the milk for the cereal to get soggy. I do eat, then put the milk away and the cereal
away.
Cereal's a little different story, but when I pour my cereal on it, cereal milk, but I dunk all the cereal just to get them a little bit wet, but they're not soggy; they're still crunchy. Oh. So then, but then I make
like rice. I do the dunk. I like you tap it with
everyone
your spoon.
Has to get their feet in.
Yeah, you pour in the milk. There's still some cereal.
I believe that's standard. Yes.
Yeah, there's still some cereal icebergs poking out of the water. You gotta make them conform and tap them in there. Get them in the milk.
Everyone's gotta get under. If they rise back up, they're beautiful.
Yeah,
everyone's gotta get soaked.
Yeah,
I love it.
But soggy.
But let them.
Yeah,
that's the soggy sound effect.
That's techno soggy.
Riots. No, especially Rice. Oh, Rice Krispie Treats soggy. Oh,
shut up,
dude. That's the best cereal soggy.
I can't believe you.
Get out of here. That's like porridge at that point.
Do you like the sandwich? Okay, you were saying soggy sandwich bread.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, mayonnaise, mustard. What about like there's tomato in the sandwich? The tomato juice gets the bread wet.
That's not a big deal to me.
But is that one of your your fetishes?
No. Oh, it's not a fetish. No, it's nothing. It's just literally
See, I'm just
nothing.
Trying to gauge like how soggy the bread is. There's like degrees of sogginess.
Of course.
What's your...
If it's an 8, I'll go for it.
An 8. But 10. Where's your fetish?
I like it.
No, I'm saying, but your perfect level. What's your perfect level?
1 through 8.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I'll do it 8. I'll do it 7.
Eight? 8 is so high.
That's, I know.
I can't go on right now. Sorry. Soggy bread.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, your fetish?
I don't know. I couldn't think of any.
Yeah, I'm just so distraught over what Kyle is saying. Zach, you got any?
Fetishes.
See, I feel like we've got like different ones.
I like grilled cheese.
Yeah,
not a fetish.
I don't know if it's a fetish though.
I like grilled cheese too.
Yeah, I love it. Like again,
I'm woozy after that. Blood loss and then soggy bread.
Yeah, he's like to go along with my pet peeve. Again, I was thinking of sounds. Crunch is my pet peeve. I hate it. I love the sound of walking on gravel, like loose gravel, like that. And see how weird it is? It's almost like a crunchy sound again. It's like that, like with your shoes. That's it. Yes.
I like that noise. That's
exactly
good
noise. That. I have a love affair. It goes back to like a childhood memory, I'm sure. I mean, I know the memory.
In Armenia?
Yeah. But I don't know why. I love that sound. That's my fetish. And pie. I'll eat any kind of yeah. Exactly.
Oh,
pie and cheesecake. Oh, I'll eat pie if my hair is on fire.
Pie is delightful.
Yeah, come on. We should go after pie after this.
All right, guys. Stay tuned for the Loic news coming up next.
Good evening, I'm Bob Palindrome, and here's what's happening. President Barack Obama announced he will resign from his seat as president and open up his own ATM business. When asked why, the president said, "There's money in it." During her visit, the Queen of England was accidentally denied access to the hottest club in Los Angeles, Gunt. Witnesses could overhear the Queen shouting, "But I'm the fucking Queen of England!" The Department of Education has announced that there's an... what's this? I'm terribly sorry, I can't read this word.
Epidemic?
Oh, okay. An epidemic of illiteracy. We have an update on the man who cannot be found. He is still missing. In personal news, I'm horny. In sports, it was announced that the Super Bowl would be cancelled this year. When reached for comment, the NFL said, "Nani, nani, boo, boo." In the fall, Apple will release a new app for the iPhone, which will allow users to make phone calls. Fox has announced it will be remaking the psychosexual thriller Black Swan for a much older audience, starring Betty White and Barbara Streisand. In an unrelated story, my penis just fell off. For the Lloyd, I'm Bob Palindrome, and I'm not wearing any pants.
Well, I know one of your fetishes.
Fuck.
You love doing this.
Shit, what is...
And we have a big divide here. Because I don't. And you try to get me to do it.
Is this the next topic?
You try to get me to do it. Your fetish? Peeing in the shower.
It's not a fetish. It's a way of life.
It's a way of life!
I like that. I like that.
Okay, okay. All right.
Give us the rundown.
Why do you guys high five?
And
by the way, you didn't high five. You both whiffed. It was a huge...
Okay. So, to go in tune with last week talking about the techniques of cleaning up after the number two...
Keep it in the bathroom.
We will now talk about the number one. More specifically, you know, we're men. We don't need wiping. I think girls do, but that's a whole other thing. I don't care.
I don't care about them yet. I don't care
about
them.
Number one...
I just want the Peaches Queen. I don't care about the girls yet.
Doing the number one... I'm sorry. I have this thing in my ears. I only hear funny jokes. I didn't hear anything you said. specifically, peeing in the shower. Mm-hmm. This was Zach's passion in life. He brought up the subject. He said we should discuss this on Deloitte tonight, and we are. Zach, peeing in the shower. I am as anti as can be.
Really?
I don't do it. Okay.
It's all pipes.
It's all pipes.
I love you.
It's all pipes. That's great.
I will call a plumber right now. I do my number one in the toilet before I step into the shower. If I'm in the shower, mid-shower, I've got soap on me, and I have the urge to go, I will. If there's soap on me, I wash away the
soap.
Do
you flush the toilet?
Step out. Yes.
Okay.
Step out of the shower, do the deed, get back in the shower. Zach, you, I feel, have a different philosophy on this.
I think we're on the same. Are you, Kyle? Is your stance the same as Hikes?
Mine's a long story. I don't know if you want to go.
Okay, we'll get there in a second. It's a long story. Fucking weirdo. I am so against not peeing in the shower. It's ridiculous.
It could be an easier way to say that. I am not in the non-peeing. So I don't know.
I'm against not peeing in the shower.
So he's for peeing
in
the shower.
I'm against not peeing in the shower. You're it's
he's against you because you don't pee in the shower.
So do you like Pop-Tarts?
Anyway,
still?
You say you pee in the toilet before the shower and then flush it, that's just a waste of water to me.
What do you mean?
Because you are peeing, then you're flushing the toilet instead of turn on the shower and pee. And
you
then...
too, Kyle.
I have a long story. I said it's a long journey.
I'm sorry,
too, Kyle.
Listen, but I bet
it's
you probably pee in the shower too.
Not here. Not
okay,
peeing.
Wasting
that's,
shower.
That's hipster hike. Not
okay.
Peeing in the shower. It's
no!
pretentious.
Oh, no!
It's pretentious.
Oh,
it's pretentious.
No! Mike, you said it's a waste of water. First of all, it's not a waste of water. But okay, fine. I will concede. Let's say we subscribe to your philosophy where it's a waste of water. I'd rather waste a little bit of water. Then pee on my fucking feet.
I'm not peeing on my feet when I pee in the shower.
No. Feet pee.
No.
Pee.
Okay, could you let me finish? This is how I pee in the shower. Let me tell you
how to pee in the shower.
Step by step. Matt, I know you listen to this. There's not pee in the shower, but you might pee in the shower, Matt.
Matt pees in the shower.
Anyway, so what I do is
bring up Matt's spoon story. We won't, Matt. Don't worry, we won't.
Anyway, I turn on the shower. I put my hand on the wall of the shower.
I do the Wilson shower.
I lean into the... I'm outside the shower. Feet are completely outside the shower.
Whoa!
And I'm doing a lean across the shower.
Whoa!
And I pee into the shower from the outside.
Okay. Michael Pat...
What happened?
Right. Michael. Michael, we just figured out you pee. You use your shower as a toilet.
No, okay.
Please don't.
No.
He's what he just said.
No.
He doesn't. He doesn't shit in the shower.
No. How do you pee in the toilet?
Okay, do it.
You lean in.
Yes, just peeing in the shower doesn't make the shower a complete toilet.
That same concept and scenario applied it to the tub.
Whenever.
No, let me just say, I've done this too.
Let me defend myself from this idiot.
To use your own joke, Zach, sickies we call it.
Okay. When I need to pee, I go to the bathroom in the toilet.
Do you also clap when you're peeing?
Oh,
this feels so good.
Showering and going to the bathroom are completely separate things.
Not for you two.
When I'm going to take a shower, I don't have to pee, but it's an involuntary thing.
It's like a thing. Yeah, when your feet get wet, you got to pee.
I'm never touching the water when I pee.
No. I'm saying like generally everyone when like. Like, when I step into the tub and there's water there, that, like, evokes...
Okay, you know one. Pavlov's dog?
Yes.
Yeah. When you hear the bell, they water the mouth. When I turn on the shower, I have to pee.
Okay, that makes perfect sense.
Before going to the shower, I don't have to pee. Don't have to pee. Yeah. Turn on the shower, have to pee.
Yeah.
It's just combining
What does that have to do with peeing in the shower? Step out.
No.
It's so unnecessary.
The shower's already on. The shower's going. I might as well pee into it.
I have less respect for you. I have less respect for you.
I never touch urine.
Shit.
Yeah.
For not peeing on myself. I'm not peeing on myself.
No one pees on themselves, retard pee.
Okay.
That's your nickname. I just gave it to you. Retard pee.
Okay. Question. Do you guys pee while bathing? In the tub?
No.
Like, in a bath?
In a bathtub?
Yeah.
No.
We don't. Okay. So I guess we disagree there, too. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, hold on. I got a quick...
Kyle, long story.
All right. Back when Kyle was 5, he learned about this peeing in the shower, and he did so.
Can we all start referring to ourselves in the third person? I would love that.
And he did so, Kyle, but I made the one mistake.
Zach wants to know if you pooped too.
I only take serious questions on the Lloyd, but I peed upstream. I was so stupid, and the pee's trapped on the top, and I'm there trapped in between it. So, of course, I jump out of the shower, and I shut it off and let it drain. But that was years ago. And then it got brought up again about 18 months ago, and I was the same as Hike.
18 months.
I know exactly when it happened. And Hike was like, I was totally with you. I was totally with you. Like, this is disgusting. Zach, sicky. Mike, sicky, sicky, sicky.
Okay, continue.
And then I had to pee once while taking a shower. Hadn't stopped since. It's the greatest thing ever.
I love it. It just feels so good. Especially after Squeaky Town, it's like second ejaculation.
Oh, yeah. What? I almost agreed.
Wait, as long as I know, what's Squeaky Town?
Squeaky, squeaky.
Hopping on the liquid that thing.
It's the,
yeah, it's the, it's the,
Do you have a sound effect, Zach?
I'm trying to find him. I'm lost.
Yeah.
So basically, I'm sorry, Hike. I'm not on your team anymore. It was fun while it lasted.
Frick. I cannot be the outcast for doing the hygienic thing.
It's the stupid thing.
Stupid and hygienic might go hand in hand, but I choose hygienic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't blame you.
So, yeah, after happy time.
Mm-hmm.
Happy time.
That's Mike's O sound.
Yeah. You're in the shower, really hot water, right on the crotch. It's literally like seconds. It's second fillings.
Always better the second time.
It's so good.
Okay. See, I want like last week for the people out there listening, they at least one of you. Commented us, wrote us on the blog www.theloid.com, and gave us their position on their technique, butt wiping technique, whether they're a stander or a leaner. Let's do the same. Are you a shower peer or not? That's good.
That's very good.
Girls, bring this out too.
Oh, of course, girls. Yeah, because I have no idea. I don't even know. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what goes on down there.
Yeah. Do they have penises
Bleep,
do they also
beep,
have?
Beep.
I think it's just an inside-out penis.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. So
bring, like I said, theloid.com or on Facebook, just look up the Lloyd, find this fan page, right?
Hi.
Oh, you getting edited, son?
Yeah. Edited, Matt.
I'm sorry, Hike. You used Mike's whole name today, so you're in trouble.
Well, that'll get edited, too.
I'm just saying you're in trouble.
What are you talking about? It was
Strike 9.
Strike 9.
From the makers of Canadian bacon and Swedish fish comes the new product, Ethiopian enchiladas. Chow down on this delicious delicacy from the most famous country in the world. This third world gourmet dish is sure to fill up your stomach and plug up your butthole. Stop by one of the concession stands and grab one just in time for the beheading. It's an event for the whole family. And if the food doesn't kill you, the shame from taking food from a country that is literally starving is sure to do so. So enjoy our fresh Ethiopian enchiladas and look out for next quarter when we will be releasing our newest breakfast dish, Eggs Benedict Arnold. They taste delicious at first, but they turn on you and give you colon cancer.
Okay, a while ago we had another hot debate about what is considered fast food. And not necessarily the food itself. Well, I guess the food itself. But we were specifically talking about restaurants. Okay, so what... We can all agree McDonald's, Burger King...
Fast food.
Yes, of course. Fast food, Wendy's, whatever, fast food. Mm-hmm. There was one specific one that we had a hot convo about.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Paquito Mas. And this all came up because Zach said... He doesn't eat fast food, except for he would leave room. He said, I don't eat fast food except for In-N-Out, because In-N-Out is fast food, and he eats In-N-Out.
And it's the greatest food ever.
Oh, hands down.
Hands down.
But then I said, well, wait a minute, what about Paquito Mas? We eat there all the time. To me, he said, no, my friend. Paquito Mas is not fast food.
This segment is making me sound like such a cocksucker.
No, you're not a... Well...
Think about it. Pauses. No, you're not...
No, honest to God, you're not a cocksucker. You're not a douche, but come on. I'm just representing the two sides. Do you believe that Paquito Mas is not fast food? I believe it is.
Define fast food.
It's fresh food quickly.
Okay. There is zero difference.
I don't think there's a fast
There's food. Difference. What do you mean? Define fast food. I don't even think fast food needs a definition. It is implicit in the name. Fast food. You get your food fast.
I don't think everyone would agree with that.
What's your... I don't understand, though. Like...
I don't think the definition of... Sure, that's the name.
Uh-huh.
Originally given to that genre.
Uh-huh.
But when I think of fast food, I think... You okay over there, Kyle?
I'm great. No,
when I think of fast food, I think of food that's not as good for you. That's
yeah.
of right. less quality.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's food that's already made.
Okay.
So I think it's the preparation.
Yeah. To do with There's that. Definitely a difference between McDonald's and Paquito Mas in terms of quality. No question. But in terms of... Fast food-ishness, it's like, okay, fast food, to my definition of fast food, I don't even know if we can have separate definitions of fast food if there's a definitive definition. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
But we're never gonna... I think of fast food as like, it's food on the go. You pop in a Paquito Mas, you get your food, you're out. You don't do that at Bob's Big Boy, you don't do that at Little... Well, why did I say Little Caesars? I meant to say Olive Garden. You don't do that at Olive Garden or a high-end...
Would you consider Olive Garden fast food?
No.
You get it pretty quick, though. Some,
would you it's consider Denny's fast food?
Wait, I confused Denny's with Wendy's for a sec. Denny's, no. It's not on the go. It's not quick.
Would you consider Wendy's sit. Fast food?
Yes. They bring you
if
your...
If Denny's had a drive-thru, would you consider it fast food?
Is there still the option of you go in, wait to be seated? Is there a waiter still?
If there's a waiter, it's not fast food.
Thank you. That's my point. That's what I'm saying.
Is your definition waiter, no fast food?
No. My definition is... like, on the go. If Denny's had a drive-thru, the drive-thru portion could be fast food.
But it's the same food. If it's the same food...
I never said anything about the food. I said food. I said on the go. Fast food, it's on the go.
So you're,
I've never brought up the...
So if you go into Denny's and sit down and have a waiter, it's not fast food. But if you drive through the drive-thru and get the same food, it is fast food?
Yes.
Okay, oh then God. I don't think I need. Oh I don't think we need to go on.
Oh my God! Hi, what do you think? No,
it's in the name, fast food.
I know, your definition's terrible. It's dead.
It's the definite. It's not the definite. It's the. It's implicit in the phrase. How are you denying that fast food implies?
I was on Hikes at the beginning. Now I'm on Zach's.
Fast food implies fast food.
This argument is coming from while I'm arguing about this, I'm arguing about food. When I say I don't eat fast food, it's not because it bothers me because of the time. It's the quality.
Right.
Well, also the quality is... never mind. I lost my train of thought. The thing is, if it's
speaking
made...
on the record.
Although it's made quickly, it's because it's made quickly and it's made badly that they can put it together fast. And it's going to be bad already. I don't know how I'm going.
What do you mean?
Anyway,
I know what you're saying.
But Paquito Mas, they put it together quickly and that's good.
Yeah.
It's food, but it's prepared after you order it.
What's the thing,
quality. Paquito Mas.
Some food is already pre-made and it's already heating up, you know?
So, like, you go to McDonald's, it's already pre-made burgers waiting for you to say, hey, can I get a burger?
Yeah,
and
it's true.
Stack it together.
Hey, high school, I worked at McDonald's.
And
I'm a McDonald's veteran.
Okay.
You would direct your questions to me, boys.
All right, but the places like Paquito Mas, you say you want something, and they start cooking it for you. So it's different.
Right, but...
It's just cooked fast. You're just not used to the speed of the way meat cooks quicker. I don't know. You have a problem that the food is cooking too quick, is what you're saying, at Paquito Mas.
No. It's not a problem. Like, okay, it's not a problem. It's a matter of food. Like, I don't know how to say food on the go.
I get what you're saying, but when we're talking about this, we're arguing about different things. That title, fast food, I'm not thinking of speed. That was a name originally given when food started to come out on the go. But over time, things you would... determine as fast food joints like McDonald's or Burger King, they don't have as nice a quality of food as, say, your Paquito Mas's. And I'm not even discussing, time has nothing to do with this.
All right. I think agree to disagree then.
And I hate the agree to disagree cop out.
That's a pet peeve of mine.
That's a pet peeve of ours.
It makes me want to piss in the shower and cut my arm off.
I love that saying, by the way.
Okay.
Any last words, bitch?
Wow. Well, yeah, last words, I'm never going to Paquito Mas with you again.
I'm never going to hike with you then, hike. I didn't notice. I didn't plan that, I swear. It was just there.
Wow.
I can give us a little thing on peeing in the shower.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Let's start with the facts. Toilet flushing accounts for almost 20% of indoor water use in a home. Toilet flushing.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, where are we going with this? The amount used per flush ranges from a gallon in eco-friendly models to a whopping 7 in older types.
Whoa.
Holy crap.
7
Holy
gallons.
Piss. Holy gallons. Piss.
Holy
per
piss.
Flush.
Holy showers.
So this is also saying save water, save the planet, pee in the shower.
Oh!
And it's not really that gross, unless you have an infection.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is a great time. If you have an infection, urine is sterile and non-toxic, and it can even believe it can help treat athlete's foot.
That's true. That's true.
Pee?
Yeah,
urine.
Yes, that's fact.
Wow.
And jelly stinks.
And
jellyfish stinks. Not jelly stinks.
I don't get too many jelly in the showers.
The nuts berry from jelly stuck
from MSNBC. Blah, blah, blah. 75% of the poll takers of have you ever peed in the shower? Have peed in the shower. So 75%.
Oh,
of how many? What's the sample?
What's the Fox News poll?
It's still 75%.
What's the sample?
I don't know. It's just here. I'm just saying pee in the shower.
75%.
Yeah.
It's okay. MSNBC.
It could be a 4. It could be a 400. We don't know. Anyway, go on.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it.
No, don't pee in the shower.
No, it's okay.
Pee in the shower.
Pee in the shower.
What if you're showering with somebody else?
That's what I'm saying. If I was in the shower with a girl.
That's a first for you.
Yes. And we have been together for...
Is it comfort level?
We have a good comfort rapport.
Okay.
And we've been... together, let's say 6 months, whatever. Mm. Say we're peeing in the shower, and she got out to pee on the toilet. That'd be it. I'd shut the door on her. I'd shut the lid on that toilet.
Back into the shower?
No.
Wow.
I gotta get some new friends. What am I doing here? Are you guys serious? You would pee in you're with a girl for 6 months, you're comfortable, and you guys are showering together, you pee in the shower?
I have performed this act more than once.
He has principles. Man of principles.
A man's gotta stick to his principles. His pee principles. His pee-pee.
The ankle piss you're referring to?
The old ankle piss.
Been there.
I don't even, like, it.
But that was more of a haha joke.
It feels like I'm out
to an evil woman.
It's one against three idiots.
Now you know how I feel.
All right, guys. This closes out our last episode ever. No.
With Hike.
Unfortunately for you. Yeah. Unfortunately for you guys, there will be more episodes. So join us next week for episode 6, where I promise
Kyle
Mike won't be doing the thing.
He's a hermaphrodite.
Hermaphrodite!
I mean...